California has temporarily housed more than 10,000 people without homes in hotel rooms. It's happening through a statewide project called Roomkey. The aim is to find shelter for seniors and people with serious health conditions during the pandemic. But now the question on everyone's mind is, what happens next? Molly Solomon of member station KQED reports.
There are two beds in Alan Tolbert's hotel room. One is for him, and the other is for his pit bull terrier, Coco.
It's way better than the shelter system. I get to keep my dog. You get 3 square meals a day, as much as you want.
He says what he's most grateful for is the privacy. He tells me it's the first time in more than 2 years that he's had a room to call his own.
There's a big difference. I feel safer. I can rest better. I can sleep better.
The 48-year-old from San Francisco is the kind of person Project Roomkey was designed to help. He's diagnosed with congestive heart failure, which puts him in a high-risk category if he were to contract COVID-19. Governor Gavin Newsom introduced the effort in the early days of the pandemic.
Project Roomkey would identify 15,000 hotel rooms throughout the state of California.
Alan Tolbert is one of more than 14,000 homeless people who have temporarily moved into hotel rooms. And now the governor wants to turn that into a permanent solution by buying hotels across the state and transforming them into housing.
So uniquely, the crisis has created this tool of the hotel and motel strategy that can really help formerly homeless people come inside.
That's Tamika Moss, founder of the advocacy group All Home. Normally, it would take an eternity to get this many people housed. But the pandemic has forced the state to act quickly, and she wants to see that sense of urgency continue.
Really elevating the political will in this moment to stay focused on ending homelessness in California.
But it's not going to be easy or cheap. For now, FEMA is covering the bulk of the hotel costs, and the new state budget includes $600 million to help counties permanently purchase the hotels. But that doesn't take into account the cost of running the program, providing medical care, delivering food, staffing social workers. In Alameda County, the work is being led by Carrie Abbott, director of the Office of Homeless Care and Coordination. She says the future of Project Roomkey rests on the amount of funding they can secure.
It's going to be budget dependent, but we were hoping to be able to use our funds to keep people in place for at least several more months.
Abbott says hotels aren't the only option. They're trying anything and everything to house people beyond the pandemic. Recently, the Board of Supervisors approved $23 million to purchase 3 properties, including a former dorm for international students in Oakland. Abbott says there's another goal, quickly moving 400 people into existing affordable apartments.
Trying to really get people into housing now, because obviously that's an even better situation than Project Roomkey.
For Alan Tolbert, moving into his hotel room has been transformative. His stress levels have gone down, and he's even put on some weight from the steady supply of hotel meals. Tolbert says he can't imagine returning to a large congregate shelter.
They're not going to put us on the street because that defeats the purpose. Most people can't afford an apartment, so they're going to have to do something, right?
An urgent question from Tolbert and the other 14,000 people who, for now, are living in hotel rooms. For Here and Now, I'm Molly Solomon.